There is one less hustler in the pool hall these days, Fast Eddie Parker, who claimed to be the inspiration for the Fast Eddie character in Walter Tevis's 1959 novel, The Hustler, was buried yesterday. He was 69. In 1961, the book was made into a celebrated motion picture starring Paul Newman as Fast Eddie and Jackie Gleason.
Shoot pool, Fast Eddie. I'm shooting pool, Fats. When I miss, you can shoot.
Mr. Parker gave up hustling in the early 1970s, but he continued to exhibit his skills, both as a shot maker and a storyteller, in exhibitions all over the country. William Woody Woodworth makes custom cues at his home and shop in Marion, Texas. He was a friend of Fast Eddie Parker's, and Mr. Woodworth, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
Now, you know, most of us would be extraordinarily flattered if Paul Newman played a character based on us in a movie, but I gather Mr. Parker had ambivalent thoughts about that.
Yeah, about 30% of the movie, mm-hmm. which you must remember, the book was written and it's a fictional book.
Yeah.
But about 30% of Eddie's actual life is in that book. Like he said that one of the things that were true when he met Walter up north, that he had just come from beating that guy in Kentucky. And that's part of it that was in the movie.
Yeah. I have read over the years that Fast Eddie and Minnesota Fats were friends, but that they never actually played each other. Is that true?
That's true.
I mean, not even a friendly game?
Not even a friendly game.
Now, why would that be?
And they wouldn't play a friendly game.
Of course not. Was that because they didn't want to destroy their friendship?
It just happened that, well, see, when he met Walter Tevis,
yeah.
and he was going to New York,
mm-hmm.
he was going to New York to play New York Fats.
He was first known as New York Fats and then changed the name right.
Minnesota Fats.
Yeah.
Well, he never got there because he got in some other action mm-hmm. and he ended up never getting there.
Oh, my gosh. So Walter Tevis wound up writing the novel about...
You have to remember that he took a writer's license
sure.
to write a fictional story and just made the story into the format that he liked best.
What about the scene in the film about breaking his finger? I gather that was based on a real-life incident.
That's right. Yeah, they did break the fingers on his hand.
This is the group of people that...
gambling with, yes.
Uh-huh. And they didn't like the fact that he won. Or I guess they felt hustled, huh?
That's right.
I've heard that he, what was it, could sink 12 balls at once?
Yeah, well, more than that.
And I read that he shot a pool ball out of his wife's mouth?
Yeah, he used to take and he'd have Peg lay on the end of the table, have her hold a piece of chalk in her mouth, and then he'd shoot a cue ball off the chalk and pocket a ball on the table.
That's the secret to a long marriage, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you'll miss him.
Oh, you bet. You know, young people, young and old, they used to walk up to him and to talk to him because he was so famous, and they were never disappointed because Eddie was always so friendly to talk to. And this one time, a little girl came up to him,
mm-hmm.
and she asked him, "Are you Fast Eddie?" And he goes, "Yes, I am." And she looked at him kind of funny, and she said, "Are you sure you're Fast Eddie?" And he said, "Yes." She looked at him and she said, "Well, the one in the movie is a lot better looking." And he just didn't know what to reply to that. He said, "What could I say?"
Yeah, well, nobody's quite as good looking as Paul Newman. So
yeah,
he has a lot of company on this planet.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Woodworth, thank you. It's been nice talking to you. Thanks for making the time for us.
No problem, Scott.
William Woody Woodworth, who makes custom pool cues in Marion, Texas, talking about his friend, Fast Eddie Parker, who died this month at the age of 69.